welcome to Looking Back Through the Pages of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we're actually in Kay's house today.
Ah,
Kay is our host.
So very
thank
nice.
You, Kay, for enabling us to do this in your lovely house.
I'm sitting by the wood fire with the fire ticking and the dog barking.
It's very homely. So we're looking at Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. On Wednesday, next, the electors of Barossa will be called upon to fill up the vacancy caused by the election of Mr. Sudholz, and we trust they will exercise their franchise in favour of the man who, after mature consideration, they deem the fitter of the two who are nominated to represent the district. In their political views, the two candidates differ very slightly. So slightly, in fact, as to leave little ground for preference in that respect. So it didn't matter who they vote for, it'll be the best man because they're both the same. I love the sly sort of humour, the sly.
Very gentle digs.
Yes, very gentle
subtle digs.
Subtle digs, but
they're very incisive. Poignant. I mean, it's just so typical of Sit.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
I mean, and the Humbug Society, I mean, they were all for that, weren't they?
Yeah.
All the
and, of course, 150 years ago, the journalists and editors would have been still that original team.
Yeah, they would have been. So. 150, that's the 1870s, isn't it?
Yes.
My goodness, 1870s.
Still a very young paper.
Yes, a young community.
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago, the open column, better oval control. To the editor, sir, kindly allow me through your paper to offer the following suggestions for the better management and control of the Gawler Oval, as asked for by the Gawler Town Council. First of all, let me point that out that in order to get any improvement, the users of the Oval and Park must be interested in such a way that any additions to its beauty and usefulness will be to their own benefit. And any contribution they may be asked to pay for, its upkeep, etc., will give them extra value. Okay.
Not as cleverly written as the 150 years ago?
No. There was, anyway, I get the gist. In other words, if you want it, then you'd be prepared to pay for it then. And then you'll help look after it.
But I guess paying rates is also paying for it, so.
Yeah.
I don't know which oval they're talking about, Gawler Oval.
Sorry?
I suppose where the racecourse is.
No, it'd be the old, be the oval at the showground, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, that's, sorry, yes. I was thinking that.
I would think that's the oval.
Greyhound racing, yes, that's the one.
Yeah,
one at the showground.
Yes.
Yeah. So, 50 years ago, concern on drug raids here. Three Gawler pharmacies targets at weekend. Three chemist shops in Murray Street, Gawler, were hit by thieves looking for drugs over the weekend. Detective Sergeant Don Collins of Elizabeth CIB said that in each case the thieves forced a back door, window and then searched for the drugs without success. The three pharmacies hit were Callaghan Chemists, Harnett and George and the Cox Pharmacy. Which technically I suppose Harnett and George is still under a different name.
It's still there in the same place, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, I don't think it's moved. Not moved as long as I've lived in Gawler.
White.
Terry
now.
White. Yes.
Yeah.
But the other two...
O'Callaghan was up which Kim Potka took over.
Oh, yes, yes.
Up near the arcade, I don't remember where Cox was.
Mm.
But I remember 50 years ago being in rural youth and we had someone from the drug squad came out and talked to rural youth.
Yeah.
That was in the late 70s, and they said, they were just chatting to us and said, you know, what sort of drugs do you think you can get in Gawler? And they hands would go up, this and this. And I just put my hand up and said, I think just about any drug you could think of. And they said, you're exactly right. You can get any illegal drug, substance available in Gawler. And that was back in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
So, yes, big problem. By 10 years ago, biding their time, and there's a photograph, a lovely colour photograph of two men holding a lovely cake and they've got the word love behind them. Oh, that's nice. It's actually an engagement photo.
Yes.
Biding their time. When Brett Whitford asks his partner Matthew Weatherby the question, he knows the answer will be, I do. Now the Williamstown couple is just waiting for Parliament to say yes to marriage equality. I would choose to marry Brett in a heartbeat if I could, Matthew said. Love is love. We deserve to have that. The pair met online 3 years ago, celebrating their anniversary last week. And that's lovely.
It is, isn't it?
It's just such a lovely picture.
Yes. 10 years ago.
And love is love.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, you can't dictate it.
No, you can't.
You can't punish it out of people. So. And that's it.
That's it. Until next week.
Until next week. And we probably will be back in our usual place next week.
But yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeanette, for coming out here.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Kat. For all light signs.